Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kendra. How may I help you?
Hi, Kendra. I'm just trying to figure out who you are.
Well, we're a third-party agency that services many different online vendors.
You service what now?
Many different online vendors.
Okay. Well, I've got three charges that I can't figure out how I got them.
Okay. Could you provide me with your zip code? I can try to pull up an account.
295. Oh, wait a minute. I've got to think about it. I've got so many numbers in my head. Yeah. 295. I got my phone number. 29526.
Your first and last name?
John Traylor. T-R-A-Y-L-O-R.
Okay. And could you verify your address for the security of the account?
528 Larkspur Drive.
Okay, bear with me one moment. Okay, so I do see that you did a tablet sweepstakes entry on the 24th of January.
A what?
A tablet sweepstakes entry. You paid $7.
A tablet what?
Sweepstakes entry. A tablet.
No, I never entered those sweepstakes.
Could have been.
And then I've got a $54.97 on the 29th of January. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Could it have been anyone in your household that did the sweepstakes entry for the tablet?
I can't imagine them doing that under my phone number.
Okay, so what I can offer to do is get the account canceled and get you over to the fraud department since you're stating you or anyone in your household couldn't have made this purchase.
You don't know who the sweepstakes was from? All three of them were sweepstakes?
Yes. Once the sweepstakes was entered, it also enrolled you into the discount shopping store, and it billed you for the membership fee.
Yeah, I've never done that. I can go check with my wife, but she uses her own numbers, and she makes more money than I do, so she wouldn't have done that.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's using my phone number, they're using it wrong, fraudulently.
And your address is 523.
No, ma'am, it's 528.
I'm sorry, 528.
Larkspur, L-A-R-K-S-P-U-R.
Okay, give me one moment.
29526.
Get you connected over to the fraud department.
Okay.
Okay, getting you connected over now, sir.
Thank you.